Chapter 14, Devotional 4, Working God's List, First Things First. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor, the Lord, is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose." To practice Paul's directive, we must start by asking a simple question. Lord, what do you want me to do today? This has been an area of my life where I have struggled. I have spent years driving the bus, focusing on my plans and agenda, and never asking God what he wanted me to do. In 2010, God called me to walk his path, where I say, go and do what he tells me. One morning, Karen said, "Honey, what's on your agenda today?" I replied, "Oh, please don't ask me that. That's not who I am now. I need you to ask, what does God want you to do today?" This will help remind me God is in charge. I replaced my to-do list with God's list. I've made other necessary changes to honor God and walk this out. I now work and sleep on a different time zone, Holy Spirit time, HST. I get up, work, and go to sleep when he tells me to. I seldom look at the clock anymore. Generally, I'm up around 3 a.m. while the world is quiet and still. Because God wants to be first in my life. He gave me this instruction: no emails allowed before you spend quality time with me in my word and in prayer. God made it clear, the world can wait. He wants to be first. He transformed the time I spend writing into one of meditation and intimate conversation with him. He is teaching me to talk with him about every phone call, meeting, project, proposal, speaking opportunity, and decision. Child of God, when was the last time you talked to God about your to-do list? I encourage you to pray and ask God to help you replace your list with his. Work God's list in excellence with a willing and joyful heart. Your labor in the Lord is never wasted or without purpose. Lord, thank you for leading and guiding my steps and giving me a heart to put you first in all I do. Teach me your ways as I study your word and allow the Holy Spirit to direct my steps. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.